Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I hope that everyone is doing well on today. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. I thank you for your word. I pray that you bless the listener on today. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go back to the book of John, chapter 11. We are going to reread verse 48. It says, if we let him thus alone, if we let Jesus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. And we talked about that yesterday, about that was the motivation of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. It was all about their position of power, political power and theological power. They were after just controlling. And so they said, what are we going to do? He's doing these miracles. People are believing on him. What are we going to do about it? Verse 49. And one of them named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And thus spake he not of himself, not of his own authority, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Now, Caiaphas being the high priest that year, God had used Caiaphas to prophesy that Jesus was going to die for the nation and not for that nation only. But let's reread verse 52. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Now, I want to take you over to the book of Romans. The book of Romans. Romans chapter 9. And let's read verse 10 and 11. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. I want to talk a little bit about God being the orchestrator, one who arranges or controls the elements of as to achieve a desired overall output or result. God is orchestrating the events and affairs of this world. And over in John chapter 11, he used Caiaphas to prophesy to the Sadducees and to the Pharisees that one should die for the nation. And they're thinking that they are setting up Jesus. But this was the plan of God all along. And he uses whom he wills in order to accomplish his will. We have a will. And then there is a divine will. And our will, you know, it says that, you know, God is not the will of God that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And so those that come to repentance might be saved. And that's why I wanted to take you over to Romans chapter 9, verse 10 and 11 is talking about Rebekah, which is Isaac's wife, which is Isaac is Abraham's son, and Isaac was the promised child, and Isaac had children, okay? And it was talking about that Isaac's children that, and I'm going to read further down, but I'm going to read verse 11 again. It says, for the children, being not yet born, neither having done good or evil, that the purpose of God, according to the election, might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth, verse 12, it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. Before the children were even born, God told Rebekah, because there was warring going on in her pregnancy. She was having a hard time in her pregnancy. And he told her that there were two nations that she was carrying, and that one, the elder, would serve the younger. Well, that was unheard of in Jewish tradition, because the elder always had the birthright. But he already told her before they were even born, before they did good or evil, it was already chosen who was going to do what. And it's hard for our minds to kind of conceive that before the foundation of the world, that God knew who would be saved, who would reject him, who he was going to use for a particular purpose, who was going to do what, who was called, who was chosen. It's hard for us to understand that, but it is so. And so let's go back over to the book of John. So when we look at John chapter 11, it says that Caiaphas, being the high priest that year, he prophesied. He used the office of the priest to prophesy that Jesus was going to die for the nation. God uses whom he wills. Whatever God's will is, it shall be done. And so when we look at that, and we look at, you know what, before the foundation of the world, God knew who would receive him. He knew on what day you would be saved. He knew on what day you would also do things that were against God's will. Just like Jacob, he says, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. Well, Jacob was a trickster. His name means supplanter or heel grabber. And that he basically stole the birthright from Esau back in Genesis. He stole the birthright. Let's go over there. Let's go to the book of Genesis. And it is, let's look at that. Genesis 25, 23. Excuse me. Genesis 25 and 23. Let's read that. But I'm going to back up a little bit. I'm going to read 23. It says, and the Lord said unto her, he's talking to Rebekah, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. You see that? It says two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. Two manner of people. God knows our nature when we come out. What kind of people we're going to be in order to do his will, in order for his will to come to pass, because he is orchestrating the events of the world. He is orchestrating everything. And so in John chapter 11, he knew exactly who he was going to choose to say what. And we think a lot of times we're doing things on our own, and we got it, and it was us that decided to do this or choose this job or choose this person to marry or go this place or talk to this person. God is orchestrating the affairs of our life. I'm going to stop right there. Join me tomorrow on The Word of Me as we continue in the book of John chapter 11. May God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.